CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Hollywood award season is officially underway with the Golden Globes airing on CBS. Host Nikki Glaser took jabs at Sean Diddy Combs in her opening monologue.
Stanley Tucci Freak Off just doesn't have the same ring to it, but no baby oil this year, just lots of olive oil, okay?
It was a big night for veteran actor Demi Moore, who took home an award for her role in The Substance.
I'm just in shock right now. I've been doing this a long time, like over 45 years, and this is the first time I've ever won anything as an actor. And I'm just so humbled and so grateful.
Snow is turning the middle of the country from Wyoming to Washington into a winter wonderland. Nearly a foot of snow has fallen around Kansas City, Missouri. Brian Platt is a city manager there.
We're focused right now on clearing the roads from snow. We're putting our plows down and just pushing that snow off the streets. We wait to add more pre-treating until the roads are fully clear from salt until all the snow has stopped falling.
Meteorologist Craig Allen says snow is not the only concern across the country.
A line of damaging thunderstorms, as well as potential tornadoes now, from the western sections of Kentucky and Tennessee down into Mississippi, as well as Louisiana. This line of showers and thunderstorms is pushing east over towards the southeast states.
The nation's preparing to certify the presidential election results. The Department of Homeland Security has designated it a national special security event.
It's a day that most of our history we took for granted the 6th, but I hope we never take it for granted again. You know, 4 years ago, January 6th, this Capitol was attacked by a violent mob.
And President Biden says he's determined to respect the peaceful transfer of power to President-elect Donald Trump. A steady stream of mourners have been paying their respects to former President Jimmy Carter in Atlanta.
Jabbar placed the first...
I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta. The Carter Presidential Center says it can handle up to 2,000 people per hour to file past the flag-draped casket of former President Jimmy Carter. His body will lie in repose here until Tuesday morning, when it will be flown in a special Air Force mission to the nation's capital for an official state funeral next Thursday.
The FBI has been piecing together a timeline of the deadly attack on Bourbon Street that happened early New Year's morning. Special agent in charge, Lionel Myrtle.
Jabbar placed the first IED in the cooler at Bourbon and St. Peter Street at 1:53 a.m.
And that man killed 14 people when he plowed through the crowded street in a pickup truck in New Orleans. President Biden and the First Lady plan to travel there on Monday to pay their respects. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Congestion pricing began Sunday in New York City. Now vehicles will have to pay a toll to enter Manhattan south of Central Park.
New York City is now the first city in the United States to use congestion pricing. It charges drivers $9 a day to drive into the zone, which is south of 60th Street in Manhattan, and it extends all the way down into the financial district. Jenna Lieber, chair and CEO of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, says the charges will be on the person's Easy Pass bill.
We've got to go through a whole process where we identify when you came in, what type of vehicle, do you have an exemption.
1,400 cameras will record the license plates of drivers who go into the zone. Carol DiIoria for CBS News, New York.
A woman who worked as a hairstylist for Fox Sports alleges in a lawsuit that former on-air host Skip Bayless offered her $1.5 million to have sex with him. She claims also that Fox executives fostered a hostile work environment. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Look for bands of lake effect snow to develop tonight. Lows near 20, breezy with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Breezy on Monday with lake effect snow bands continuing. Highs near 27, total snow accumulation around 2 inches, isolated amounts near 4 inches. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Oh, Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
twisted. Till we tear the house down.
On all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee by the levee.
that I die. This will be the day that I die. Oh, and there we were all in one place, a generation lost in space, with no time left to start again. So come on, Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick, 'cause fire is the devil's only friend. Oh, and as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pawn. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street.
at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
News on the hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The stars were shining in Hollywood Sunday night. Movies Emilia Perez and The Brutalist took home the top movie awards at the Golden Globes on CBS. Brutalist star Adrian Brody got emotional, accepting the award for Best Actor in a Movie Drama.
I often credit my mother for her influence on me as an artist, but Dad, you are the foundation of this family. Oh, and all this love that I receive flows back to you.
Shogun and Hacks took home the top TV honors. Parts of Missouri are digging out from a foot and a half of snow. In Kansas City, people packed grocery stores. KFVS-TV reporter Grace Smith was there.
Tearing the hunker down.
With a big winter storm, these last-minute shoppers grabbed whatever they could.
Milk, eggs, donuts for the kids, trying to get prepped for anything and everything.
keeping cashiers here at Hen House busy, many working overtime. Making sure these shelves are stocked as best as possible.
So this is the first time I've actually prepared for a storm.
Snow is starting to fall in Washington, D.C. Port workers and operators head back to the bargaining table this week.
Management and labor resume negotiations Tuesday, but a January 15th strike deadline is looming. The contract extension expires, and economists say a strike could be very damaging to the U.S. economy, shutting down half of the container traffic in the country, possibly causing a spike in inflation and damaging the supply chain. The two sides have already reached an agreement on wages with a 62% salary increase over 6 years, but work rules include